Donlin Gold is still waiting on some important state permits.
So what are you guys doing in the permitting process? Have you received any new ones since the last?
We have not. The last one we received, I think, was the Corps permits and our Title 16 fish habitat permits.
That's Kurt Parkin, Donlin Gold spokesman. The Army Corps of Engineers' joint record of decision that came out in August is the biggest milestone for the company so far in the permitting process. It capped 6 years of environmental review for the project, which could be one of the biggest gold mines in the world if developed. The Army Corps greenlighted the project in a joint decision with the Bureau of Land Management. BLM had to give Donlin permission to build a lengthy gas pipeline on some of its land. So, what other permits does Donlin have? Well, it has a wastewater discharge one from the state. This will let Donlin Gold discharge water from its mining operations into Crooked Creek, a tributary of the Kuskokwim River. And the state issued an air quality permit for Donlin last year. Third, the State Department of Fish and Game gave Donlin 13 permits in August for disrupting fish habitat. The mine would eliminate one salmon stream and partially destroy another. Now, what permits does Donlin hope to get before the end of the year? One is approval of its draft reclamation plans and financial assurances, which is basically how Donlin plans to set aside money for reclamation. But the Department of Natural Resources is still reviewing those plans, and it's unclear when it will approve them. DNR is the lead state agency for issuing permits under its jurisdiction and the Department of Environmental Conservation. DNR did not respond to requests for comment. Another permit Donlin hopes to get this year is a, quote, integrated waste permit from DEC. Parkin describes it this way.
That's the disposal of all material that's generated at the mine, like the waste rock and garbage from the kitchen and water treatment plant sludge that collects and that sort of thing.
Parkin says that they're also expecting a public hearing from DNR within the next month or so for its right-of-way permit for the portion of the pipeline that goes through state-owned land. But Donlin still has a ways to go in the permitting process. It needs 100 permits to begin mining, and one major milestone won't come for a couple of years. It's dam safety permits.
The dam safety permit probably is the biggest permit that will be outstanding after this year.
Donlin needs these permits to build its tailings dam and other infrastructure. He says he doesn't know when the company will begin the necessary drilling and analysis to get those permits. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.